Good morning. Good morning. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It's great news as we celebrate these days, isn't it? So I wanted to show you a little bag that I brought with me and tell you what's inside and see if you believe me. There's a red airplane in there. Do you believe I've got an airplane in there? What do you think? Do you think I've got an airplane in there? Who believes me? Who doesn't believe me? Okay, all righty. How could I prove it to you? By what? Okay, yeah. Do you think maybe if we've like felt around on the bag, would that help prove it to you?
Yeah.
Or maybe if you squeeze the bag, or no, don't do that here, okay? Or probably best of all, maybe like if you peeked inside, would that prove it to you? Okay, all righty. All right, do you do that at Christmas sometimes with Christmas gifts? Do you squeeze them, touch them, see if you can fit? No? Okay, all righty. Well, we'll tell you what. Before we get to what's inside this bag, I'm going to tell you the story that we were talking about today in our gospel reading, the story of Thomas. Did you hear that story? It was the day of the resurrection. Our Lord rose from the dead, and that evening, all the disciples were gathered together in a room, and they were afraid of all the things that had been happening, and Thomas was not there with them. And who showed up in the room with them? Jesus showed up, exactly. And he said, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands, and the nail prints were still there, and the side where they pierced his side. It was Jesus. He was alive, risen from the dead, giving them peace and forgiveness. But Thomas wasn't there. Well, they said to Thomas, "Thomas, guess what? We've seen the risen Lord." Did Thomas believe them?
No.
No. He did not believe them. He said, "I'm not going to believe that unless I what?" What do you say? Unless I touch him, like you want to maybe touch this bag. Unless I see him, like maybe you want to see inside this bag. I'm not going to believe that he's alive until I see him and touch him. Well, 8 days later, they're together again. But this time, Thomas is with them, right? And who shows up in the room with them? Jesus, right. And he says, "Peace be with you." And then he says, Thomas, look. Look at the nail prints. Put your hand here. Touch my side. Thomas, it's me. I'm alive." And you remember what Thomas said? He said, "My Lord and my God." Yeah. And then Jesus gave a blessing. He said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And that's us, right? Have we seen Jesus? Not with our eyes. No, we haven't seen him, have we? But do we believe in him? Oh, yeah. And you know why we believe in him? Because John and the other disciples told us all about Jesus. They went out into the world and they told people, and those people told other people, and they told other people, and now here we are, and we've been told, and the Holy Spirit has given us faith in the risen Lord Jesus, and great joy and the forgiveness of our sins. So blessed are we. We haven't seen him, but we believe in him, don't we? And one day we will see him, won't we? We're going to see him risen and living, our Lord Jesus Christ. What a great day that's going to be. So, you think I've really got a red airplane in here? Who wants to check me out? See if I'm telling the truth. You want to come up? Let's check me out. Okay. You believe it? Proof or faith? Pull it out. What is it? It's a red airplane. I told you. You could believe me. Yeah, but you didn't think I was going to fool you, did you? Thank you. Just set it down there. Okay. There it is. Okay. All righty. So we don't need proof that Jesus is alive because the Holy Spirit has given us faith in Christ, our risen Savior. So let's pray. All right. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for the word of the disciples. Thank you for the word of the disciples that we have heard. That we have believed. Keep our faith strong, our faith, until we are with you. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia.